In the back, if I just speak normally, okay, don't have to yell like a mom or anything. Well, good morning, everyone. I need to start by telling you this. I used to not like going to parties. I don't know why. I guess I felt like I was never really wanted there. That maybe I was invited because the host or hostess felt like for some reason they had to invite me. I just never really felt welcome. I never really wanted to be there. I finally admitted this to an old friend of mine. She was actually 30 years my senior. I told her how I felt whenever I was invited to a party. She explained to me that not only was I welcome when I was invited to a party, but the host or the hostess, they were counting on me to be there and make it what it could be. They were counting on some others, too. This was a life-changing moment for me. My friend helped me to understand that it wasn't their party, but that it was our party. And my presence would make the party what it could be. I recently thought about the party analogy at my own workplace. They were having an awards ceremony for another of the doctoral students who had come before me. Everyone in the workplace was invited. It was at the end of a very long week, a Friday at 4:30. Believe me, I had my excuses. It had been a really long week. It's over an hour away. It was going to be cold. Who knows what the weather would do. Friday night's a kind of time that we can chill as a family and not have to go anywhere. My kids had a long week. My youngest son has food allergies. I knew there'd be a great spread of food there, which would just be a problem for us. Oh, I had my excuses. But you know what? I went. I made myself go. I dragged my husband. We dragged our two children. And they even dragged a friend of theirs. And you know what? When we got there, we were the only ones there. We were the only ones that showed up. There was the awardee and the presenters and a lot of chairs and a beautiful spread of food. And we were the only ones there. And you know what? It was another one of those times in my life where I realized how important each of us are. I'm going to show you something. You know, it's really easy for each of us to see something really close by and assume that it belongs to somebody else. This is a pan of brownies. I made them last night. It's easy to look up here and feel like they belong to somebody else. But I counted 43 people that walked through the door when I was sitting here. Now, what are you thinking? You can see how easily something whole can be broken into pieces and ownership easily assumed. It's all a matter of perception, right? I came today because I was invited. Of course I thought I couldn't add anything. Of course I didn't think I had anything to teach you. But I hope that my presence this morning will remind you that you each play an important role in your own organization. Oh, I know, you're rowing coaches. I understand that sometimes you feel like I used to when I was invited to a party, that maybe they didn't really want me there, that you're really not part of your organization. And I think this is especially true for rowing coaches. They may have an office 5 miles away, even if they have an office. They get paid usually less than their colleagues do. I know your job can feel very isolated at times. I got it. I also know that if you're young in the workplace, you don't feel like you've earned your place there yet. Or at least you don't think that your colleagues see you as earning your place yet. I also understand that you may be older, in a different career, and come back to coaching, that this is where your heart is. And maybe you don't feel like you belong because you're a dabbler. And all those other people belong more than you do because they always knew what they wanted to do. I understand those feelings. But I want you to think about this when it comes to your workplace or organization. It doesn't belong to someone else. That's what I want you to hear. When they invited you to join them at your workplace, they had your resume and they checked your references. And they brought you in anyway. They knew who they were getting. They wanted you there because of the skills that you possess. Even if these skills were a little bit different than the soccer coach or the basketball coach. I hope that when you go back to your workplace or organization, I hope that you give it all you have. Because you know what? They're counting on you to go back and make it the best that it can be. And finally, I hope that you learn a lot today. And when you're walking around Washington College, I hope that you feel a part of this place, if for only one day. Because you know what? We invited you here, and we're really glad you came, and we're counting on you to make it the best day that it can be. Thank you, everyone.